This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser.
B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Joel from Seattle is. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I am Taryn, your host, and it is time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Joel will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which state is Hollywood in?
California.
What is the primary vitamin found in plums?
C.
Yes. Chuck Norris was born on this day in 1940, making him how old today?
75.
No.
85.
Correct. The latest season of The White Lotus takes place in what tropical Southeast Asian country?
Singapore.
No.
Past.
The same name as Pearl Jam's latest album, what accounts for approximately 85% of matter in the universe?
Water.
No.
Air.
No.
Fast.
On a standard keyboard, what number shares its key with the percent sign? All right, Joel, you got 3 correct.
Not bad.
Not good.
Not bad.
Oh, Joel.
All right, Steve. Are you feeling ready?
Oh, yeah!
Which state is Hollywood in?
This is a trick question. California.
Correct. What is the primary vitamin found in plums?
I'm going to say vitamin D.
No.
Vitamin C?
Correct. Chuck Norris was born on this day in 1940, making him how old today?
Super old. 85?
Correct.
Let's go.
The latest season of The White Lotus takes place in what tropical Southeast Asian country?
Oh, if I know. The Bahamas.
No.
Oh, no. Pass.
The same name as Pearl Jam's latest album, what accounts for approximately 85%? Correct. On a standard keyboard, what number shares a key with the percent sign?
Oh, crap. 8?
No.
7?
No.
6?
No. Which Major League Baseball team plays at Wrigley Field?
That'd be the Chicago Cubs.
Correct. Shake Shack began as a small hot dog stand operating out of what city?
Chicago.
No.
Ah, crap. Los Angeles.
No.
Shake Shack. Dallas.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. which is a win.
Let's go.
5-3. Sorry, Joel.
Yeah, you didn't. You should have given me that major league. I would have got four.
He ran out of time.
He did. He ran out of time. Yeah,
that's, sadly, that's how it works. Another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust. Congratulations on your win, Steve Miggs.
Thank you. What was the Southeast Asia one?
Oh, it was Thailand.
I should have just guessed that.
And then on the standard keyboard, the number that shares its key with the percent sign is 5. You were getting there.
Yeah.
Shake Shack began in started in New York City.
Okay.
And then two you didn't get to, the spinoff of Breaking Bad is called?
Oh, Better Call Saul.
And what is the largest island in the Atlantic Ocean?
Hawaii? No. Wait, that's Pacific. I don't know. The Cayman Islands.
Greenland. Nice victory, Steve.
I don't know. Was it?
We have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And we have been getting some very interesting messages on there, Steve.
We do have another suggestion for our Grand Marshal at our big parade that's happening this Saturday at the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon. So somebody has a suggestion on who should... We actually have two suggestions on who could be the Grand Marshal of the parade.
We will slide into our VMs after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show. Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
We would love if you, too, left us a voice message. You can just head over to the Odyssey app, and it's very easy.
And we already have a voice message from a movie icon.
Oh.
We'll get to that in a couple minutes. I said that very... but we got a few voice messages about the big parade that's going to be happening this Saturday over in Stanwood. Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be at the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon. We're going to be outside. The streets are closed at 11 o'clock in the morning. And we're going to try and throw a really ridiculous parade. We have, hopefully have a marching band that's going to be a part of it. We've got some dad's kids band that's going to be playing. We got at least one, maybe two leprechauns. But we're still trying to find a grand marshal.
Oh, yes. The search is on.
And a voice message about that.
I think the grand marshal of the smallest St. Patrick's Day parade in Stanwood should be Bob Rivers.
Oh,
it's a great pick.
I love that.
Bob's not in town.
He's in Vegas.
And did you happen to, if anyone follows him on social media, I know he shared this, he has a blog that he puts up on Bob. I'm sure if you just do a Google search for Bob Rivers' blog, you'll find it. And it's keeping everyone updated on his battle with cancer and just the awfulness that he has to deal with because of that. And man, your heart goes out to Bob.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's back into the maple syrup business again.
He sure is.
I saw some videos of him posting about that.
What a cool hobby.
Oh, absolutely. All right, here's another voice message about the parade.
Good morning, everyone. I heard you guys were looking for a grand marshal, and I have two suggestions. And Taryn, you know both of them. The first would be your dad, the national treasure.
How do you feel about that?
My dad?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a stellar option. I really do.
I'd be pretty fired up if your dad was the grand marshal.
He could handle that responsibility, I think.
As being a officer, I'm sure he would make a wonderful candidate. The other one would be your son, Barrett.
Okay, we've had a few text messages and other messages from people suggesting that Barrett should be the Grand Marshal of the parade. Some people want you to be the Grand Marshal.
Oh my God.
Which I feel like is a little too biased.
No, because I'm planning the parade. I can't be featured. No.
And the reason being, not only would it be absolutely adorable, but if you got a Paw Patrol costume of Marshall, he could be.
Oh boy, I think I know where we're going with this one.
Marshallception.
The Grand Marshall. Just a suggestion.
That's a good way to pitch it to. Do you think Barrett would want to be the Grand Marshal of our parade?
My initial thought is that when he realizes that he's leading the parade, he might think he's not going to get as much candy as if he was sitting on like the side of the parade. You know what I mean? Like in his parade experience.
So can we promise to allocate a certain amount of candy for him before we even start the parade? That way he doesn't have to worry about
that. As long as we promise that there's a giant bag of candy waiting in the wings, then I think he would probably be convincible.
Can he hold like a baton?
Like a scepter? Absolutely.
Can he walk a straight line? Are we talking about a little child or a drunk adult? Can he walk a straight line?
I mean, he can walk on the painted line. That would be easy enough. Follow the line, kid.
We could put a leash on him and you could walk him.
Yes, that's a smart idea. All don't right. want to lose him in the giant crowd at our Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade.
I'm all for Barrett being the Grand Marshal.
Yeah.
Of all the suggestions, I mean, I love Bob Rivers, don't get me wrong. Also, I mean, we reached out to Tyler Lockett several times, and he has yet to respond to us.
Which is shocking, considering his schedule just freed up.
And I see his social media. He's talking about DK Metcalf. He's talking about Geno Smith. All this talk about how they're all best friends, but doesn't seem to want to acknowledge the fact that we want him to be our Grand Marshal.
I'm not going to lie. Every time we got a Tyler Lockett like notification from X this weekend, I was like, because it would be like, I'm so in. And then I would like read it. And it was like, not about us.
Not for us.
I love that you even thought it might be.
Well, you never know.
All right. We have one more voice message. This one, we're about to go on a journey.
Oh.
Hello. My name is Forrest. And I'm from Greenbow, Alabama.
Run, Forrest, run.
I just wanted to say that I love the Daily Mig Show and Jenny.
Okay, what are we doing here?
Is Forrest Gump using the Odyssey app?
Of course.
Jenny likes it a lot, too.
Wait, Jenny's dead. Spoiler alert.
Wow. Oh, my God. Don't tell people how the movie ends.
Oh, just forget I said that then.
It's like a box of chocolates. You just never know what you're going to get. And you know you're going to enjoy it. And somehow, you're most likely going to get messy.
Keep what are we talking about work. Here?
I don't know.
I'm very confused.
Keep up the good work.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, my. Hey, I didn't know Forrest Gump was a listener. That's pretty exciting. I'm fired up.
And apparently we make it messy.
Jenny.
Okay, I give up. Maybe this voice message feature is not the best idea to have on the Odyssey app.
Over the weekend, our world was rocked when we learned that both Geno Smith and DK Metcalf would be traded away from our Seattle Seahawks.
Geno.
So what's next?
Geno.
We have to catch up with sports radio great, the host of Mitch Unfiltered, Mitch Levy. He will join us at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered, which you can listen to wherever you get your podcast, yes, or at MitchUnfiltered.com. It is Mitch Levy, and he joins our show this morning. I understand you had a late night last night, considering everything that went down in the world of the Seahawks.
Well, what happened this weekend?
Well, let's just talk about the difference between radio and podcasting, at least from where I sit. I did a podcast, and we normally do our podcast all day Sunday, all day Saturday, and we release them on Monday morning. So we did essentially a 2.5-hour podcast that talked a lot about Geno Smith's trade on Sunday. And when I was finished with the podcast, finally, the DK Metcalf trade came down. And I had not discussed any of that on any of the segments for the so we had to essentially redo the entire show late into the evening. So, it was... First world problems, but it was a late night for Mitch Unfiltered participants. Let's put it that way.
Well, I have a real world problem, Mitch, and that's now what Seahawks jersey am I supposed to purchase because they just traded my guy, your guy as well, and Geno Smith.
Geno Smith's gone. DK. This is a team with no quarterback, with essentially no wide receivers except Jackson Smith and Jigba, with a bad offensive line. I mean, as we sit here today, now it's going to change, and it's going to change rapidly this week. It's going to be actually one of the most exciting, well, exciting is probably the wrong word. It's going to be one of the most interesting weeks and months in the history of the Seattle Seahawks, because never have they had this kind of money in the cap to spend to go shopping on free agents. Now, that I could ever remember in the John Schneider era since he's been here. He's got $70 million. I'm looking at it right now, guys.
Wow.
The New England Patriots, the Los Angeles Chargers, the Arizona Cardinals, and the Washington Commanders are the only four teams in the NFL with more money to spend, more cap space, than the Seattle Seahawks have heading into this week's free agency. So think about that. A week ago right now, they were literally over the cap.
Yeah.
They had no money to spend, and they had to release people to get under the cap. Now they've got $67, $70 million to spend on quarterbacks, offensive linemen, I would assume offensive players. So you've got that, and then you've got the draft. We know that John Schneider loves the draft. He loves draft choices. Well, my goodness, he's got at least 10, maybe 11 draft choices in April draft. He's got five picks in the top three rounds. So he's got every general manager's dream right now. Cap space to go shopping. Every woman's dream. Cap space to go shopping. Draft choices to go shopping in the April draft. So let's see what he does. This is gonna make or break John Schneider's career in Seattle. There's no question about it. The next month of time is gonna decide when we look back upon this in a year. How did he do in the draft? And how did he do in free agency? Is gonna decide whether he's still the GM of the Seahawks next year.
And we're talking about Mitch Lazy. Mitch, I got to ask them. You bring up the offense. You got a new offensive coordinator in Clint Kubiak. In your opinion, I mean, is he walking in and it's like, dude, guys, what the F just happened? Or is this an exciting thing for a guy like him where now, okay, you're going to help mold whatever this offense is going to be?
It's a great question, and I don't know Clint Kubiak well at all. I don't know him at all. So I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know, you know, what he was told before he took the job. I mean, look, I was surprised on Friday when I heard that they traded him. I think we all were surprised on Friday. But yep. Clint Kubiak knew, coming into this thing, a couple of things. He knew that Geno was in the final year of his contract. He knew that Geno was going to want a lot of money in a contract extension. He also knew that DK Metcalf is coming into the final year of his contract. He also knew that DK Metcalf is a little bit of a lightning rod within the organization, okay? Not just with fans, within the organization. It was reported on our show that was released finally this morning. Brady Henderson of ESPN told me something I've never heard on our show. I don't think he's ever even said it. He said that this is not the first time that DK Metcalf has asked to be traded. It's the first time we all know that he's been asked to be traded. But apparently, this has been going on for years now, and there have been other instances where he has said he doesn't want to play for the Seahawks anymore. So this has been a festering situation with DK Metcalf and the organization. So my guess, the answer, Migsy, is that Kubiak knew that this was a possibility. And look, you're going to ask me after the song, get to the damn song already. You're going to ask me after the song about Sam Darnold. And Clint Kubiak and Sam Darnold have history together.
Yep.
So that's why everybody's making that match right now and assuming that that's what's going to happen here in the next few days, that Sam Darnold's going to be the next quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks. But I'm sure we're going to talk about that after the song, Taryn.
Host of Mitch Unfiltered. You can go to MitchUnfiltered.com. More with Mitch Levy after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yeah. If you are just joining us, we have been chatting with the host of Mitch Unfiltered, which you can listen to wherever you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy, we are talking Seahawks and what the hell is going to be going on with this upcoming season.
And there's nothing that makes you want to talk Seahawks football more than the Red Hot Chili Peppers, so I appreciate that.
Yes.
Thank you for playing the song, Migsy.
Last time they played the Super Bowl, the Seahawks were winning it, so I think that was the perfect band to play.
There you go. There you go. So, you know, how close are they? What's going to happen now, Migsy? You're smiling. You're laughing. You're going to pick them to win, 14 games next year like you normally do?
Mitch, I was fully prepared when we would start up our Seahawks talk again this upcoming season and be like, Mitch, they're winning 13 games this season. I just figured, okay, they're going to fix up that offensive line. We'd have Geno with a new offensive line, coordinator. I was thinking, I don't know, dude, at this point, I mean, who are they going to have as quarterback? People are saying Aaron Rodgers is coming to Seattle. Then it's, of course, like you mentioned, Sam Darnold. Is there someone like a Jackson Dart in the draft? I don't know if that's the guy, but hell if I know.
I don't know either. I think we're going to find out pretty quickly. And my guess is it's going to be two of the above. It's going to be a free agent like Darnold or Rodgers or somebody like that. And it's going to be a rookie in the draft that they really like because they have so many picks. I can't imagine they're going to go through the draft and not pick a quarterback, although they haven't picked a quarterback in forever in the draft. It's just kind of a wait and see. You know, the question that we asked the entire show that we released today, episode 325, Mitch Unfiltered, I ring the bell, is how do the Seahawks view this? Do they view this as a rebuild, or are they viewing this as a retool? Well, today, as the three of us speak, it feels like a rebuild, that they're knocking the house down and they're starting from scratch. But I think the next 10 days, the next week, is going to be big, and we're going to see whether it's a retool or a rebuild, because they're going to go out and they're going to get a quarterback, and they're going to go out and probably get an offensive lineman or two, maybe somebody really good. And maybe they go out and get a receiver somehow, some way to take DK. So let's just see how this comes about. And then, you know, their defense is pretty much intact. Not that it was all that great last year. I mean, a lot of people thought it was better than I thought it was. But their defense, they signed Ernest Jones yesterday. Okay, and he was the heart and soul of their defense after they traded for him from Tennessee. They signed him to a 3-year, $33 million deal. They signed Jaron Reed yesterday. They've got the corners. They've got the safeties coming. So the defense, with a couple of new pieces maybe in the draft and in free agency, is ready to go. Oh, I'm not ready to call this a rebuild yet, but I'm skeptical on the quarterback decision. Let's see who it is and how much they pay him. Because if it's Sam Darnold, let's say it's Sam Darnold from the Vikings, how much money are they going to give Sam Darnold? He's had one good year in his career, and that was last year. And even last year, if you go back and you look at it, for as great as he was, and they were like at one point 14-1, 14-2, he was having an all pro year. And then his offensive line started to get hurt. And what happened to him in the last couple of 2-3 games, especially the playoff game, he went right down the toilet. That's the one consensus, that you needed to help your offensive line for Geno Smith. If you had Geno Smith, you had to help your offensive line this offseason. With a guy like Sam Darnold, it's more of an emphasis, because a guy like that, he got sacked 9 times in the playoff game that they lost to the Rams. He got sacked 9 times, and he can't get away. Geno could get away a little bit. Sam Darnold ain't getting away. So let's see what they do with the offensive line. Let's see if it's Sam Darnold or somebody else. Let's see what they do in the draft, and it'll be very, very interesting. But I don't know. The Geno Smith thing, boy, it just smells like he wanted more money than they were willing to give him, that they were ready to sign him to an extension. There's been reports, if it depends on what you read, where you read it, but my guess is, and I think my guess is pretty close, that they offered him a 2-year extension, for about $80 million, maybe a little south of $80 million. So just under 40 a year, maybe in the high 30s is what I've heard that they offered mm-hmm. them. And then they what they do is they manipulate the contract so that the cap number is actually smaller than it was going to be had he played the final year of the contract. So they reduce the cap number. They give him an extra $78, $80 million for the next, for a second, for two more years on top of the next year. So he'd have three more years. And what Fox is reporting, what a lot of people are reporting is he didn't counter. He came to them and he said, I'm going to pass on that deal and we're requesting a trade. As opposed to coming back and saying, we want 90.
Yeah,
we want 95. We want 100. We want 45 a year. Apparently, he didn't do that. That the offer for the Seahawks was either low enough, or he just wanted to play somewhere else. That he didn't counter the deal.
Do you think?
And on Thursday, he said, "I want to be traded," and they traded him on Friday. So it was pretty quick. Everything changed pretty quickly.
Do you think there was something in the back of his mind? Like, I have an opportunity to play with Pete Carroll once again, and that had anything to do with it or no?
I think with these guys, it's about money.
Yeah.
It's about money first, second, and third. And fourth is, where can I win? Where am I going to be happiest?
I think Myles Garrett proved that this weekend.
So yeah, does the idea of playing with Pete Carroll attract him? Yeah, I think it probably does to some level. But at the end of the day, during the combine last weekend, his agent took the temperature of some teams. His agent went around trying to find out the answer. What can my guy get somewhere else? And they know that number, whether that's 90 over 2 years, whether it's 3 years times 45, whether it's 3 years times 47. They know that number. And when the Seahawks came with their number, it was quite a bit south of what they think they're going to get from the Raiders. So let's see what they get from the Raiders or somebody else, and then compare it to what the Seahawks would have given them. And let's also compare it to what the Seahawks give Sam Darnold or somebody else. And then we'll kind of get the picture of, you know, the entirety of the situation. Anyway.
Midge, thanks for helping break down this wild world of Seahawks sports that we've been dealing with. We appreciate it. We've been missing you. It's good to see you.
Oh, I'm missing you guys. And let's watch the next 10 days and then the draft. It's going to be very interesting.
So as of right now, 11-6 for the season.
Yeah.
But it could change depending on what.
You can give Mitch a follow on X. His handle is @Mitch_Seattle.
Thanks, Mitch.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? He has a current record of 67 wins, 34 losses, and 18 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.